Donegal Mountains, there's a park called Glen Bay, where people can watch the red deer at their play. The park was the gift of a Yank millionaire, who got his revenge on Lord John George Adair. Now Adair was a landlord who should have shown penance for the wanton eviction of all of his tenants. But to hell with ye Irish, he loudly would jeer. Instead of ye peasants, I'd rather have deer. Tooraloo, Tooraloo,
Tooraleer.
Instead of ye peasants, I'd rather have deer. Now among the evicted was the proud McIlhenny, a bold, rugged family whose triumphs were many. In the land of the Cajun, they made good their loss by inventing Tabasco, that fiery red sauce. Now with all of the loot that they got from this spice, they paid Adair back for his criminal vice. For their grandson named Henry acquired the estate, and the soul of Adair was condemned to its fate. Tooraloo,
Tooralate,
and the soul of Adair was condemned to its fate. In the dungeons of hell there's a bubbling pit, where Lord Adair twitches and writhes in a fit. He wishes he never had thought to foreclose, 'cause he's bathed in Tabasco right up to his nose. And if at Glen Bay you should hear the wind sigh, you'll know Lord Adair's gotten sauce in the eye. And a red antler demon will mock every moan, saying you never showed mercy, so pogga my home. Tooralee,
Tooralee,
Tooralone,
Tooralone,
saying you never showed mercy, so pogga my home.